Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from legendary trumpeter, one that never slows down and keeps putting out some of the finest jazz being made today. That was Eddie Henderson, joined by a stellar cast of cats like Kenny Barron, Donald Harrison, Gerald Cannon, and the great Mike Clark, with the title cut off his newest 2020 CD, Shuffle and Deal. Put out on the eve of his 80th birthday on Smoke Session Records, this cat is the son of a vocalist father and a mother who danced at the Cotton Club. Young Eddie received his first trumpet lessons from the great Louis Armstrong. His parents had a very deep collection of friends that included Miles Davis, and in the two interviews that we've had with Eddie on the show, he always lauded Miles for his example and leadership. He learned a huge amount from the master, and now Eddie is a master himself, and this album is full of his jazz powers. During our latest interview about this new album and the COVID-19 world we live in, he opened up about how jazz is doing and how it's always been doing.
I want him to realize that, you know, people... That saying, many people in the past have heard, jazz is dead or jazz is back again. It never went anywhere anyway. It's been here all the time. And even though the pandemic is here, I just want them to realize that jazz has been present and is live and well.
Man, it's always great to have Eddie on the program. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the mighty Molly Hammer and an ensemble of jazz artists that keep the craft fresh right here in Kansas City, Missouri, bringing the jazz on. As I mentioned, Miles Davis was the sage guru in Eddie's life. As we dial into the tune The Sorcerer off the complete Columbia Studio recordings, January 65 to June 68, listen to Eddie talk about just one nugget of wisdom Miles gave him.
And I learned this from Miles Davis years ago. Like some drummers play on the top of the beat, others play behind the beat. And I look for the chemistry of the different individuals in the band. You know, I don't just arbitrarily choose names because they're a name. I look at how they're going to play together. And I see everybody individually, and I knew they could play together before we hit a note. We'll be right back. Yes, this is Eddie Henderson. Please listen to Neon Jazz for your best listening appreciation. Thank you very much. And also, by the way, Neon Jazz is hosted by Joe DeMino.
تزعل فكر واعمل بكرة بتنجح بكرة بتنجح وضعش أيامك وضعش أيامك حلوة جميلة أرجوز فرفش خليك رايق أرجوز فرفش ما تكون ضايق أرجوز فرفش خليك رايق أرجوز فرفش ما تكون ضايق فكر واجدح في أعمالك فكر واجدح في أعمالك لازم تنجح ويصبح حالك كل سعادة حلوة جميلة أرجوز فرفش ما تكون ضايق أرجوز فرفش خليك رايق أرجوز فرفش ما تكون ضايق فكر وابدح في أعمالك فكر وابدح في أعمالك لازم تنجح ويصبح حالك كل سعادة حلوة جميلة عميلة خليك رايق أرجوز فرفش ما تكون ضايق أرجوز فرفش خليك رايق أرجوز فرفش ما تكون ضايق فكر واجدح في أعمالك فكر واجدح في أعمالك لازم تنجح ويصبح حالك كل سعادة حلوة جميلة
That was the legendary Sudanese musician Shahrabil Ahmed. That was the song Argos Farfish off his newest 2020 CD compilation called The King of Sudanese Jazz, and that's exactly what he is. So, Habibi Funk, an independent music label based in Berlin, re-edited digital versions of his music for this project. He is always known for his unique style of singing, compositions, and guitar playing. Over the years, he has composed so many good songs and performed all over Sudan, as well as in Europe, Africa, and the Gulf countries, where large communities of Sudanese exiles reside. It's a sound that you have to get in your collection. It's so fresh. I love it, man. We caught up with him from his homeland in Sudan. It was a pleasure, and he explained how he gets this unique element in his music.
But I wanted to add something new, something different, something that has a different taste and color of music by using the instruments, jazz instruments, using the guitar, saxophone, and drums, and other instruments.
From Kansas City saxophonist with an impressive new album, this is Matt Otto with the title track off his new 2020 CD, Alliance, with a cadre of great Kansas City musicians playing seven original tracks. It's a pandemic release, much needed, and we caught up with Matt about this album and his love of jazz. Have a listen as we get into it.
Working on some bird tunes today. Like, I just love working on the music. It's so complex and gratifying. So I kind of just try to stay in that frame of mind, like working, living the music, and then just hoping for the best. is Matt Otto. You're listening to Alliance on Joe Domino's Neon Radio.
That was London-based keyboardist, composer, bandleader, and DJ Greg Foad with the tune Dark as the Sun, Lodge Waltz, off his latest 2019 CD, Lodge 49. His original non-contemporary jazz is full of both conventional instruments and an exotic array of unorthodox ones, like the harpsichord, tubular bells, and a 15-piece choir. His tunes lean heavily on inspirations from library and soundtrack music, global folk traditions, psychedelica, ambient music, and 60s and 70s pop, soul, and blues. And we caught up with him in the very early goes of this pandemic, and he had some thoughts on how life is going. And at that time, it was quite emblematic of some of these more esteemed jazz cats.
Like I said, I'm lucky. I live in what I consider the most beautiful place in the world. You know, I live on a beach on an island off the south coast of Britain, and for 6 months of the year, it's the most beautiful place on earth. You know, the weather's perfect. It's only maybe the winters, but the age I've got to now, if I was 20, I'd be very frustrated because I'd feel like I hadn't got to where I wanted to get. But 14th or 15th hour, it's a nice feeling to not have to worry about proving myself or feeling that I have to go out and make a mark on anything.
We now move into Scottish jazz saxophonist Joe Temperley with the song Put Your Dreams Away off the 2008 CD The Sinatra Songbook, right here on your home of jazz.
Duncan, jazz singer from Sacramento, California. So glad that you're listening to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz.
Spinning, I'd lost heart, I become resigned to a life so cold, so empty. In your eyes and smile I find it all begins with you.
That was jazz singer Beth Duncan with the 2020 tune, It All Began With You, off the 2020 CD, I'm All Yours. So she was born in Salt Lake City and moved with her family to San Francisco at the age of 9 before settling in Sacramento. She sang in choirs throughout grade school and in church. At home, she got turned on to jazz by her older brother, who kept records of Stan Getz, Sonny Rollins, and Mel Torme in very steady rotation. That has led to a career in music, and we caught up with her this summer to talk about that. And she had some thoughts about this modern world of a pandemic we are living in.
It's just there's so much music, and if the garage door just shut down. So now it's like, wow, what's next? Well, where are we, Joe? What are we going to be doing a year from today? I guess that's what I'm starting to think about.
From a cat with the given name John Herbert Gleason, actor, comedian, writer, composer, and conductor, Jackie Gleason, one of my dad's favorite cats. This is the tune off a series of LPs called Presents. Each of these first 10 albums sold more than a million plus each. This is the song I Wished on the Moon off the 1955 recording Lonesome Echo. Thank you.
Hi, this is Nils Landgren, trombone player and singer from Sweden, and you're listening to Neon Jazz, Kansas City.
That was the Swedish R&B funk and jazz trombone player Nils Landgren with the title cut Kristallen off his newest 2020 CD. Officially known as the Man with the Red Horn, he always plays that signature red trombone. He is a very storied cat with some great insights, and we were lucky to speak with him here at the show, and he opened up about our humanity and hopes during our return to stage following the COVID-19 pandemic.
I hope, first of all, that the whole humanity has learned something, that we have understood that we can't just go on in the same way as we have done for the past decades. We have a responsibility towards each other.
Over the years, Nils has played with many cats, but it was legendary saxophonist and composer Michael Brecker that he opened up with me about. Have a listen as we get into the song Invitation off the 1995 Live in Helsinki.
I did a few concerts together with Pat Metheny and Michael Brecker and the Swedish piano player Esbjörn Svensson, who passed away a couple of years ago. Pat's band, and with a kind of a all-star band, and we did some TV shows and we did some concerts, and that sticks out as something that was very, very special, because musicians that I idolized the most and still do.
Bye. Hi, this is John Fetchock, and you're listening to Neon Jazz. This is my album, Into the Shadows, and here's a cut.
That was the world-class trombone soloist, deaf band leader, and Grammy-nominated arranger John Fedchuk, joined by his talented New York sextet with RSVP off his latest 2020 project, In the Shadows. And we caught up with John about this project and this new world of ours. He talked about the return to live jazz and our revival that is going to happen.
I think the musicians will realize what they're already realizing. You know, we've always loved to play music and be creative, and we've always been very thankful that we've been able to do that for a living, or at least a great part of our life, to be able to enjoy those moments. Now I think we're going to appreciate them that much more.
We leave this episode of Neon Jazz on Veterans Day 2020 on the heels of a historic election that welcomes Joe Biden as president-elect. And we couldn't be happier for the return of class, civility, honor, hope, and kindness, and great leadership to these United States. And doing the honors of leading us out is a titan of a man that we lost at the age of 99, the day we got the change in America on November 7th, Candido Camero. And he is the father of Latin jazz. And it was the very first show that I took my wife Amanda to back in 2016 when he swung through Kansas City. He was in his 90s and he was still at that conga like a boss, man. He's going to ceremoniously take us away with Singing Skins. And thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one cool cat I vote and elect each and every week, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out, let us know what's going on. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support the arts, keep jazz alive, and thanks for voting and letting the good guys restore hope to America, the birthplace of jazz, and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Vodka. He said, "Joey, keep the faith." And our grandmother, when she was alive, she yelled, "No, Joey, spread it. Spread the faith. God love you all. May God bless America."
Neon Jazz.